Seeing a need for critical industry training elements, the Ministry of Culture and the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, started the Performance Lab to offer the necessary training to industry professionals. Coordinator of Creative and Cultural Industries in the Ministry of Culture, Rodney Small, told NBC News that they extended an invitation not only to up-and-coming soca artists, but to the seasoned artists who would be able to take something away from the workshop.
Firstly, it is a collaboration between the Ministry of Culture and the Carnival Development Corporation. Based on observation from the both entities or the both departments, and we realize that there are some very critical industry training elements that we needed to pull together and offer to the artists. We call it Performance Lab simply because it's not just a one-off workshop, but it's a three-point workshop that would go on for 3 weeks every Monday until the opening of Carnival to really help a lot of the soca artists. Not just the seasoned ones, but a lot of the upcoming ones who are now entering into the high gear of the season, and particularly those who are going into competition. Not just for singers or artists, but also for the steel orchestras and the mass bands and the calypsonians. They also were invited.
Small noted that they have had so far over 100 participants in the workshops. He gave an outline of what was covered during the previous workshops and what will be covered at the next meeting.
We have done two of these workshops already, so about 62 practitioners coming, and then last night we have just about 50 of them coming, where we do topics that are geared towards Vinci Mass and beyond. So one of the very first topics that we did was mic technique, stagecraft, and preparing for a performance. Last night we did preparing for competition and performance concept. And of course, the final week we're going to be doing some breathing techniques for the singers. We're going to look at what's next after Vinci Mass in terms of networking, branding, securing bookings outside of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So it was really geared towards being very direct about what the artists themselves are going into, or what the creatives are going into, in terms of the high gear of Vinci Mass and beyond.
He said that the feedback and response from the up-and-coming artists was tremendous, with them engaging facilitators with many questions.
It has been tremendous, and I'm not only saying this because we're doing an interview, but the feedback and the response from especially the young and upcoming artists were really tremendous. You know what I mean? They were engaging the facilitators. They were asking questions. The chairman of the CDC were there. Some board of directors of the CDC were there. Some past judges were there, basically to help clarify some stuff in terms of the judging criteria. We have had artists who, even after the workshop, going into performances over the weekend, and even some who went into the Calypso prelims. You could have seen a difference in terms of the way they operated in terms of on the stage, because as I said, stagecraft was one of the topics. So, and I mean, yesterday we even went straight into the night, and even after the actual formalities of the workshop, I mean, different artists were engaging each other and asking questions and even engaging the facilitators. So it's really a good feeling.
Small stated that the CDC and the Ministry of Culture plan to continue hosting these workshops outside of the carnival season because they realize that there's a need for more initiatives like these. He thanked the facilitators for their help in sharing their knowledge and experience to the up-and-coming artists.
On behalf of the Department of Culture and the CDC, we'd like to thank the facilitators, Mr. Lennox Bowman, Paul Pinner, Bumani, Charles, Scorpion, who passed through, and all those other seasoned artists who have been in the industry for quite a while, who came through and shared their knowledge and their experience with a lot of the young upcoming artists. I would just like to put a plug to tell all artists and calypsonians, creatives within Vinci Mass, just remain focused. Take every training opportunity that you can get. And remember, we are improving a product, a holistic product, not just a Vinci Mass product, but a product in terms of you being an artist, you being a creative. So then when we put things on a level to the world, we are on the same level as what is happening globally in terms of the entertainment industry.
I am Shanald Munro with your Carnival Update.
I can't live with good energy.